because you're wasting no time getting a Colin out there at first base and Kevin at second. How amenable were they to getting out there and working at those new positions after you gave them the news?
As amenable as getting him out there today when we shared the information with them and decisions that were made yesterday. So both of them are focused on continuing, finishing the spring training strong and putting themselves in the best position they can to help our club.
Has Moran done work at first before? I know maybe in Astros camp.
No, yes, he has.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like about the, Neil mentioned defense being kind of the reasoning behind Jung Ho and Eric. What do you like about the potential that they have, I guess, especially defensively, to start the year on the left side of the infield?
Well, there comes a point in time you want to make the best decision you can right now. We believe this is the best decision we can make right now based on, yes, defensive range, overall athleticism. Now we need to see how it plays combined with them on the left side. It gives us an opportunity to have two very gifted defenders on that side of the diamond. We've had some very good defenders. We've had some very dependable defenders. David Freese is as good a third baseman as we've had since I've been here. And from Barmas to Jordy. This could be a very dynamic combination, but we want to see how it plays out.
When Eric was telling us the other day, he feels like he's settling down. Have you seen that too, that maybe he was pushing a lot early and is kind of settling in now?
Those are the exact comments I shared with you guys the other day. There comes a point in time when I think all players, everybody'd like to know they're on the team. Not only 25 go. Some guys have to ride that storm out through spring training. So you aren't afforded that opportunity. We come to the decision point in time we feel we were best served making the decision. Newman's still in the hunt to work his way on this team. This gives Eric an opportunity to settle a little bit more. And we'll see if that can help. I believe it can. Sometimes once the season starts, the best thing for a player. I think he's gotten better with it along, but again, you've not walked in his shoes. I've not walked in his shoes. He's probably played a lot of spring training baseball. However, opportunities to play during the season have been limited based on the two men that he's played behind. So let's see how this plays out. I think it's one of the best ways we can give him the most benefit from the opportunity.
What was his reaction like when you informed him of the news? Because he's been pretty excited about the idea of playing every day or getting a chance to start. Sort of, what was his reaction when you break the news?
Well, yeah, the idea of it's going to excite you because it's better than what he had. And now that it's real, I think there's going to be a part of you that's going to be really happy, and there's part of you that's going to be able to breathe better than you have in the past. And hopefully some normalcy will come with this. And as we spoke to him and we spoke to Kevin, as we spoke to Jung Ho and we spoke to Colin, this is also going to give the people that start an opportunity to play. It won't be three games or no hits or an error and you're out. We don't want anybody looking over their shoulder and playing under that kind of microscope either. It wouldn't be fair to anybody that's getting the opportunity to start. And both Kevin and Colin would have wanted it that way if the situation was reversed. So, again, I'm excited to see what Gonzalez can bring as an everyday player based on what our scouts shared with us, what we've seen in a small period of time in spring training, and what we've seen from Gong in a small period of time in spring training after he's been removed from the game. The power has been real, spring training, but it's five homers. We don't have anybody else that's hit five homers. Everybody else has had as many at-bats as he's had. Is there room for him to get better? Yeah. So it's exciting to finally just settle, and this is the way we're going, and now we've got clarity and direction.
Want one more look at the fifth starter candidates before you make a decision there? King of the Day Brawl tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask you about Charlie Morton. They're pretty excited, obviously, over here to have him. What do you remember from when he was with you guys? What stands out?
I remember a lot of good from Charlie. Charlie was an intense competitor. Charlie demanded a lot upon himself. Charlie worked hard at his craft. We used to encourage him to have some fun along the way. One thing we tried to be mindful of is not just approach him as a guy, oh, you're blessed with a sinker, just go pitch. No, he worked hard. Never discredit somebody for what they put into their craft. Sinker might have been gifted a little bit, but he's had to do some things with it. And then look at the work that's been done since he left us. Was a good teammate. He pitched some really good games for us. Staying healthy was a challenge. Consistency was a challenge. And he's probably, I'm probably as happy for him as any player I've ever had at the success he's had since he's moved on.
I know you guys haven't faced him, but from what you've seen, what do you think the biggest difference was from what he did with you guys, how he pitched to what he's doing, what he did with the Astros last couple years?
You know, I don't know. Because I'm not there. I don't know how much research. I don't know how many changes to the physical conditioning. I don't know how many changes to the analytical approach. But if I were to step back, the three things we talked about on occasion were be yourself, know yourself, and like yourself. I think he's got those in place now.
All right. And then, I was going to say, the two guys you traded over this year, just your quick thoughts on the upside on Meadows, first of all.
They're going to determine the upside.
Yeah.
They're very gifted players that we didn't part with willingly. I mean, it was a baseball trade.
Yeah, love
the
that.
Good old-fashioned baseball trade. And we had spent a lot of time with both of them, growing them up. They were both good Pirates growing up. They both poured into all the teams they were a part of growing through our system. And the skill sets get your attention. And they both had, in the short period of major league experience, they both had some success and they both had some challenges. So the opportunity that they have now probably is greater than what they may have had here. And that's what you look for in sport and life.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure they're planning on, and the Rays are planning on them capitalizing on.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
What did you learn about Brian during his time with you?
Skilled, reserved, however, yet he's a very good student of the game. His awareness, ear, eyes, were in tune. To watch the glove and the feet work together, it was very, very fun to watch. The arm, there's all kinds of arm to play third, and then there was an opportunity once in a while to even show you he's got more arm. He's got a defensive skill set that's real and unique. I got to see that for the first time live. He's grown as a hitter, and I got to see some of that from where he started off with us to the guy in the box now. I mentioned with Cole Tucker, man muscles starting to show up. He's got some man muscles that are showing up. And he plays the game with an understanding. His father and his mother have raised him both jointly, personally very well, and professionally very well.
Is Hartlieb a guy who maybe jumped onto your radar a little bit this spring, even if just for that moment in Tampa with the Yankee situation that he had?
Well, number one, he's going to get your attention when he throws a bullpen, if you watch him throw a bullpen. If you watch. I'm not a big fan of bullpens. However, guys I haven't seen before, I will watch them. The bottom of the baseball, the sink is real. The high velocity is real. And you bring him in a situation like we did in Tampa. That's not the way you draw it up. His first major league spring training opportunity, bases loaded, Judge is the hitter. He gets a ground ball double play, and then he gets a double, and then he gets his ground ball from Stanton. He's out of the inning. It was so uncommon that we did it to him again about 10 days later. He comes in, the bases loaded with nobody out, and he gets Stanton. And then he gets, Tulo got the double play is who he faced.
Right.
And then Clint Frazier, 0-2 base hit. So to watch how he reacted when it went well, and then watch how he reacted when it didn't go well. You saw a guy that I thought showed experience beyond his years, because you could – it wasn't an overly zealous fist bump or, you know, whatever when he got the double play. And then they gave him up an 0-2 base hit to let the run in. A couple guys stole bases almost standing up. You could just see the competitive spirit come up and say, okay, I'm learning stuff. I'm not liking what I'm learning, but I'm going to figure it out along the way.
Neil said today that it's probably the most talented AAA roster that he'll field in his dozen years here. How does that impact you? What does that do for you, having that type of talent at AAA?
Well, time will tell. It's good. The more good players you have, the better off everybody is. And the better off the franchise in Indianapolis is going to feel about themselves. We have gone through our minor league system repeatedly throughout my tenure here for players. We look internally first. We've grown up some good young men that are good ball players. That should bode well for the future. So, in the time they were able to spend here, it's the most meaningful camp I've had or been a part of for young players based on the structure of the camp and the way it played out for experience, innings pitched, at-bats, that I've ever been a part of, and I think that'll help them in their development as well.